Hi, I'm Mark, and this is English on Command podcast. If you are on Twitter, you will know that Cardi B has shown herself to be the queen of clapback. But what's clapback? And how can Cardi B help you to learn modern English? Let's find out in today's lesson. Before we start, in my previous episodes, I told you many times how great it is to listen to an audiobook and read at the same time. That trains your speed and pronunciation at the same time. And for you guys, for listeners of English on Command, I've got this crazy offer. You can get a whole month of listening for free with Audible. Seriously, that's well worth it. Click the link in the description and check it out for yourself. And now, let's begin. First, the register, the tenor, the style of today's vocabulary is all informal. It's mostly slang, sometimes offensive, but always so bloody amazing. The first word is clap back. This is a verb and a noun. Clap back. Clap back is a quick and smart reply to some criticism towards you, typically filled with attitude and insult. So when people say bad stuff about Cardi B on Twitter and she replies with some fire, that's clap back. That's how it works as a noun. As a verb, however, we conjugate clap, not back. For example, we don't say she clapped back at her critics. No, we say she clapped back at her critics. You get it? Not clap backed, but clapped back at her critics. Okay? Or in a present tense, she often claps back. Claps back. All right. Next word, bad bitch. Bitch is not a good thing to call someone. However, the attitude that Cardi B gives to this word turns it into a somewhat positive, almost empowering word, and specifically, a bad bitch is a confident, independent woman. She doesn't need anyone to take care of her. Examples. She said once, all a bad bitch needs is money. And when Cardi was talking about Chrissy Teigen, she said, I know a bad bitch when I see one. All right? Next word. Y'all. Hey, y'all. Y'all. It's a contraction of you all. Y'all. Hey, y'all. It's very, very common in songs and in music in general. In speech, however, in American English, it's very common, but in British English, it basically doesn't exist. Brits don't use it, all right? So if someone says, hey, y'all, what they're saying, they are saying, hey, you all, hey, all of you, hey, y'all, all right? Next, W-E, W dot E. This is short for whatever. People often reduce whatever to WE on Twitter because there is a word limit. For example, in this tweet where someone called Stephanie criticizes Cardi B for twerking, suggesting it's not only not empowering for women but might also be responsible for the Me Too movement. Cardi B claps back with, it says to women that I can wear and not wear whatever I want. Do W-E means whatever. Do W-E I want. And that no still means no. So Stephanie, chime in. By the way, chime in. That's a great expression. Chime in. This phrasal verb isn't informal. You can use it formally or informally. It doesn't matter. But to chime in means to offer your opinion in a conversation or to add something new to that conversation. Okay? Chime in. Back to the tweet. So, Stephanie, chime in. If I twerk and be half naked, does that mean I deserve to get raped and molested? That's it. Feel free to chime in the comments. Do you agree with Cardi? And lastly, I started by saying that Cardi B is the queen of clapback. And this next tweet is probably my favorite. So this lady, White Power Barbie, also known as Tommy Lauren, decided that she would criticize Cardi B. Not a good idea, by the way. Cardi's response? She said, leave me alone, I will dog walk you. I will dog walk you. This is brutal. You just don't mess with Cardi B. Still, Barbie tried again, which made Cardi B clap back with, you are a perfect example on no matter how educated or smart you think you are still a sheep. You get it? In English, we say someone is a sheep when they follow a person or an idea without really thinking for themselves. Maybe they like and follow this person or this idea because other people do it or they think that they should do it for some reason. Regardless of how terrible or stupid that person or the idea is, they will still follow it quite stupidly, like a sheep. And as you can imagine, when people argue about politics, the word sheep gets used a lot. Alright, I invite you to use and practice today's vocabulary. Text me on Instagram, talk to me, chime in with your opinion. And remember, be like Cardi. If anyone gives a shit, be the baddest bitch and clap back. And I remind you one more time, one of the best exercises you can do, listen to audiobooks and read at the same time. That trains your speed and pronunciation. And it's free. Go and click the link in the description and check it out for yourself. That's it. See you in the next class. Bye.